special guest with us today, Richard Allen. He was the National Security Advisor to Ronald Reagan in 1981 and 1982. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Affairs, and he also served as a member of the United States Defense Policy Board under George W. Bush. Mr. Allen, it's an honor and a privilege to have you here today.
Well, I'm pleased to be with you. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, during your 2 years as National Security Advisor under Ronald Reagan, the world obviously was not a safe place. Ronald Reagan did a great job in making the world a safe place, brought down communism, the list goes on. How do you think Ronald Reagan would deal with places like, would deal with Al-Qaeda, with Iran, with the situation in Afghanistan and in Pakistan? What do you think he would attack first, and how do you think he would do it?
Well, let me just preface that by saying I was also for 3.5 years Ronald Reagan's chief foreign policy advisor before becoming his national security advisor.
Wow.
And also did the same function for Richard Nixon in 1968, served twice at the appointment of the president in the national security trade area with him. So I've, based on my long experience, I would say that President Reagan would have been perhaps a bit more cautious in committing U.S. troops abroad and trying to conserve our energies rather than to deploy. But once deployed, would be very much interested in winning and wouldn't use it as a domestic football. I'm afraid that Afghanistan has become a domestic football. I think Afghanistan's been badly managed. And it was badly managed, particularly during the George H.W. Bush years, that is, following Ronald Reagan's presidency, when Afghanistan was simply neglected by us. So Ronald Reagan would also disagree with the concept that he ended communism. He would say that he was one of the main forces in ending communism, or he would agree that he was one of the main players. He, Margaret Thatcher, Pope John Paul II, Helmut Kohl, and the people of Eastern Europe are really what brought about that change. So rather than wanting to be a standout or saying that America ended the Cold War, which is simply not true, Reagan would say it was a shared effort. Now, the opportunity to have a shared effort or to create a shared effort under the current administration strikes me as being not only impossible, but highly improbable.
Right. Yeah, me too. That, you wrote an op-ed piece that said that you said that Ron, you didn't think Ronald Reagan would have invaded Iraq. Tell me your thoughts there.
Well, I think he would have been more more circumspect. Although I believed and had seen the evidence that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And I might add, parenthetically, that doesn't always mean nuclear weapons.
Right.
All the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had could have been put in a simple one tractor trailer and driven into Syria or buried in the desert someplace. So a weapon of mass destruction is anything that kills a lot of people, whether conventionally, biologically, or through nuclear energy. So I think that President Reagan would have been a bit more cautious, and I think he probably would not have become interested in nation building. And that, I think that is the major problem that the United States faced. Getting into nation building was a terrible mistake.
Boy, I agree with that. And man, I wish I had more time for us to talk today, but I do have one more question that I'd love to hear your opinion. Obviously, we're a financial show. How would you say that regular Americans' money in the stock market is impacted by global events today versus when Ronald Reagan was president?
Well, I think it is always impacted to one extent or another, but I think today, even more so, particularly with the rise of China, and we may not know what President Nixon has unleashed for us here. President Reagan was always cautious with China. Today, a much different situation emerges, and I think that both Presidents Reagan and Nixon, I was with Nixon at the breakthrough, would be turning over in their graves, watching the degree of indebtedness that we seem happily to allow ourselves to become engaged in vis-a-vis China. I am astonished.
I share your opinion there. I'm astonished that we as American people have allowed that to happen. Hopefully this election that we just had will be the turning point for us to start going back the other direction. We shall see. Mr. Allen, thank you so much for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Well, thank you, sir.
My delight. Thank you.
All right. Take care now.
All right.